Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
It's crazy to me how many people have actually been ditched in the middle of a date at a restaurant.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God. As a former server, I've seen it, and it's awkward for everyone involved, even us.
Oh, yeah. Over the years, we've talked with a lot of them, people wondering, you know, what did I do wrong?
Right.
Yeah. Was it that my hair was messed up? Did my breath stink? You know, just because I pulled it out doesn't mean they need to run away.
Okay. I don't...
No, Jeffrey.
I don't think you're talking about your spoon, are you?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Usually when we talk to those people, the person who needs our help is the ditchee.
Yeah.
Not the ditcher.
Of course.
But today, it's a little bit different. That's who's on the phone with us for a second date update.
The person that walked out is on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What?
Who?
Her name is Jocelyn, and Jocelyn, you're basically admitting that you're a total backstabbing ditch.
Well, I'm not admitting that. I'm admitting that I ditched someone, but I'll tell you why.
Yeah, you got a hard hill to climb up right now, okay. Jocelyn. I'm going to tell you that there's a lot of people who are already judging.
Yeah, so tell us the name of the guy you were being a ditch to.
Stop calling her that.
She was a ditch.
I know she was a ditcher, but don't say it.
Who
okay?
did you leave at the restaurant, Jocelyn?
Well, the guy's name is Grant, and I met him through a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay. Retro.
Yeah.
Retro.
I mean, but that's even worse because that gets dicey, right? Friend of a friend. So if you ditch someone on a date and they're a friend of a friend, did you also ruin friendships? Like, there's a lot on the line for you right now, Jocelyn.
Well, it hasn't gone that far yet. This only happened a couple days ago, so we'll see.
All right. So tell us about your date. What happened?
Well, when we met, you know, we were riding back and forth, and then he asked me to dinner.
Okay.
And I really didn't know him very well. I just thought, you know, he's kind of pre-screened because we know people in common and,
right.
you know, and we were having a good time. Like, I didn't know whether we would have anything to talk about, but it turns out that we're both runners and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, you ran right out of that restaurant.
That's what it is. She was proving into how fast she was.
Yeah. Sorry, I got
to
hit my
cute.
Step limit.
Yeah.
So sorry, keep going. What else happened?
Okay, well, yeah, we bonded over that and how much we like it.
Yeah.
And so then Grant said that he has to use the bathroom.
Okay, and up until this point, you're thinking, oh, wow, this is going great.
Yes, but let me tell you what happened when he said he had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It was weird because from where I was sitting, I could see him talking to someone in the doorway of the bathroom, but I couldn't see who it was that he was talking to.
Okay, so he's talking to another person over by the bathroom.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because I didn't think we knew anybody there. But anyway, then when he came back to the table, he was different. He was like all sweaty and nervous. And I tried to start up the conversation again, but he was so distracted. And then he had to go use the bathroom again.
Okay.
That was like a drug deal.
I mean, my first thought is actually he has like some sort of bowel issue, but.
Oh,
yeah, or food poisoning something.
No, you were right when you said the drug deal, I think, because then he was talking to another person again. I mean, they passed something back and forth to each other, and I thought, forget this. Is he using our date to cover up a drug deal?
Oh, my God.
I was kidding. That's terrible.
You're being serious?
You see why I walked out? Because I've had issues in the past that my ex was a drug addict. I don't need to get involved with any of that.
So wait. He's at the bathroom, and you see him pass something to somebody else, and that's when you're just like, screw it, and left?
Right. It just gave me a really bad feeling. I don't want any part of that. And I just thought, you know, that's just not normal. And I just went outside and ducked into a nearby store.
Wow. You know,
I don't know
much about how drug deals work, but I do know a lot about what happens inside restaurant bathrooms. So this checks out. This definitely checks out, Jocelyn. I think for sure he was doing drugs.
Don't ask him.
Either doing it or selling it or whatever. And I saw him out there looking for me. And I just stayed hidden until I saw him leave. And, you know, he's been texting me a lot. Am I okay? And what happened? And honestly, I don't know what to tell him.
Well,
that's
tough. We're all assuming it's a drug deal, but I don't know. Maybe his special seasoning that he wanted to put on his...
Yo, you got that, Mrs. Dash? Let's go. We got to hurry.
I'm just saying. There could be another plausible thing. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, that's what I thought, too, that there could be some other explanation. It's just, if you guys could have seen what I saw, when he came back, he was like a different person. He was like shaky and sweating, and it was really weird.
See, that's what's weird.
Well, he may have just been nervous for being on a great date with you.
But how are you not nervous off the get-go? You get more nervous through the date? It's normally opposite.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of signs that are pointing against him right now.
Yes.
Are you wanting to hear him out? Are you wanting to accuse him? What is our plan of attack here?
Hey, crackhead!
Well, I really want you guys to help me figure out what to do. Like, should I hear him out? Should I never talk to him again? Should I ask him straight up, you know, what happened? Why were you acting like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to have to talk to him again if we want to continue with the second date update. So if it's not the drug deal, would you consider giving him another shot?
I think I might, but I don't know what explanation it's going to be. I mean, you never know, so I'm open to the possibility.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song, give this guy a call, and then get your second date update, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on.
All she want to do is party on her.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we've got Jocelyn on the phone. And Jocelyn walked out on her date, Grant, halfway through dinner because she's pretty sure she may have seen him possibly buying drugs over by the restaurant bathrooms. And if I've learned anything from the D.A.R.E. program, it's that drugs are bad?
Bad, yes.
That D.A.R.E. program didn't work.
Sorry, they may have changed it since I was in it for however long ago that was. But anyway, Jocelyn ditched him after that. She hasn't responded to any of his calls or texts yet. Instead, she wants us to reach out to him and figure out what was really happening that night. Mm-hmm. So Jocelyn, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
And, you know, he could have been selling drugs, too. Could have been the other way around. Maybe he would have paid for your dinner, Jocelyn.
Hey,
you just didn't get him a chance to do it.
I don't think that's better, just so you know.
Okay. I mean, I think this will be good because you'll be able to hear him talking to us and you'll be able to tell if he's lying or not.
Unless he's on drugs.
Yeah.
It's true.
People on drugs are usually not very smart, Jeffrey.
You would know.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to call Grant here in a second. Are you ready, Jocelyn?
I'm ready. I'm up for hearing him out.
Okay. I'm going to dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Grant, please?
This is Grant.
Took you a while to remember that. Yeah. Hey, Grant. My name's Young Jeffrey. I work for a radio station called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi. Why are you calling?
We're hoping you could sell us something.
No.
Information.
Yeah, we need to know something.
Yes.
Sure.
Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grant. We're doing something called the second date update. Have you ever heard about that before?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
That's solid.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it.
Well,
better than most people.
Just as a reminder, in case you haven't heard it, it's where if you go out with someone and then afterwards you can't get a hold of them, we'll call and try and figure out why.
All right.
This one's kind of different, though.
Yeah. The weird thing is, in this scenario, you are actually reaching out to the person, so it's a little bit backwards.
Okay.
Yeah,
am I not being clear?
No, the person who ditched you, Grant, contacted us. They haven't been contacting you.
Right.
As you can tell, this is confusing.
Okay.
A little bit.
The whole point is, do you know who we're talking about?
Do we know what we're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's like, am I high?
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it Jocelyn?
Yes!
See?
We did it!
We got there.
You get me, Grant.
I probably would have gotten there a lot quicker if you just said her name at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
You would think.
The thing is, Jocelyn wanted us to reach out to you because we want to know what happened from your perspective on that date.
Yeah, I've been trying to call her to ask her about it, but did she tell you why she left?
She kind of hinted at it, but I think it would really help us if we got your perspective on what happened first.
Okay. She was really nice and like really pretty, and I thought it was going well. Like, we talked about travel and runners. We both run, which, you know, I thought it was going really well. And I came back from the bathroom, and then she was gone.
But she said that you went to the bathroom twice.
Sure.
She mentioned that you did look kind of nervous and sweaty after you would make a trip to the restroom.
God, I can't believe it.
I mean, in her words, you came back and you were a totally different person. After you went to the bathroom, you came back, you were nervous. It was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You try to do something good for someone and it just blows up in your face.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I wish I could have talked to her a few days ago. I mean, it didn't have to reach this level. Like, this is a little ridiculous.
Okay, well, look, you don't have to tell us what the situation is. Maybe you wouldn't mind just telling Jocelyn.
That's what I've been trying to do, but she doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're actually going to have an opportunity to talk to her right now because she's been on the phone listening this whole time.
What? Are you kidding?
Brian. No, she's there. Jocelyn?
Grant, this is Jocelyn.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Why haven't you been returning my calls? I've been calling you endlessly.
You know, I thought that something shady was going on.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know what you were doing. And, you know, I have a history with an ex who was into drugs, and I thought maybe something like that was going on. And it just freaked me out.
All right. I mean, if you had answered your phone, I could have explained this. Just like it could have been between us, and there couldn't be, you know, like a radio station involved. Like this.
Wait,
was
it drugs?
No, it wasn't drugs. Oh my God.
Then what happened?
What was it?
Look, okay. Our friend that set us up mentioned that it was your birthday, and I was like talking to the waiter. They were going to come and they were going to give you a cake. And I had to go to the back because they didn't have candles. And so I had to tip him to go get the candles. And
they
were going to do something nice for your birthday. It was going to be like a whole cake and candles. And they were going to sing. And it was going to be great. And you left.
That's why you were nervous.
God. You were paying a waiter to give her a birthday cake.
And give her candles for the cake.
No, they didn't have candles. Like, they had to go out and get them.
Yeah.
The birthday candles, they were out.
I feel awful. I had no idea.
Wait, Jocelyn, do you believe him? Like a baggie of candles? You?
Who said a baggie was involved?
I don't know. That's just what I visioned.
I do believe him. I feel terrible. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's because I've been
through in the past, I guess. It just triggered something, and I got really scared. I hope you can forgive me.
I don't know. I'm a little frustrated, to be honest.
Dude, I don't blame you.
You have a right to be. I hope maybe you can understand that I really thought there was something shady because I don't know you very well. And that's so sweet that you were trying to do that for me. That's really sweet.
I mean, just like the level of conclusions that you jumped to.
Yeah, why would you jump straight to drugs, Jocelyn?
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't at all.
Like I said, I've been through that in the past, and I really thought that that's what was happening.
Oh. I still kind of think it was what was happening. I don't know.
No.
Am I the only, like, cynic over here? Are you sure, Grant?
I guess to be a server, people would have to bring in their own candles and flowers.
Exactly. Like, I probably could have prepared better going into it.
Yeah.
But the restaurant's supposed to have candles. Am I wrong?
Not all of them. It depends.
I guess.
I mean.
All right. What color candles were they?
Brooke.
I just want to make sure he's telling the truth.
Brooke does not buy it.
Red.
Eh, reasonable.
So
that's the color, Brooke?
So, Jocelyn, you believe him. You really believe that it was.
I do. I really believe. I'm glad I'm hearing this now. I feel really bad.
All right. Well, in that case, if this is really what happened, we would like to send you guys out on a second date if you'll both agree to go out again. We'll pay for it. We're not going to pay for candles for another cake, but...
Or drugs.
Or drugs.
Yeah.
We're not going to pay for either of those things, but we will pay for a dinner.
I definitely would like to, and I hope you will too, Grant. I hope we can just start this over again.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. This is kind of a lot right now.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow.
I understand. I hope that you'll decide to go out. I mean, I usually communicate much better than that. I just was really freaked out.
I mean, seriously, Grant, you accuse a guy one time of being a drug dealer and then suddenly he doesn't want to go out with you again. I don't really get it.
All right. Well, whatever you guys decide to do, just will you guys keep us updated on if you guys will go out again or not?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated, I guess.
Good luck.
Such enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're very nice. I like you. I'm very sorry. I hope we can get together again.
I don't want you to call the feds if I have to go take a leak. You know what I mean?
That would be amazing.
Go number two, CIA.
All right, Jocelyn. Well, sorry we couldn't get you a second date. And I guess happy birthday?
Yeah. Yay! Question mark?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.